One of the most enduring symbols of the Old South is the Confederate battle flag, a large blue X with white stars on a field of red. South Carolina is the last state in the South to fly the Confederate flag from its statehouse. Last week, Governor David Beasley proposed that the flag be removed from the Capitol Dome and placed at a memorial on the statehouse grounds. He said over the years, the flag's symbolism has changed. Commentator Mickey Edwards agrees.
Years ago, when I was still just a teenager, I used to have a favorite cap, much like the kids of today have all those backwards baseball caps. Mine was a scrunched-down gray cap, higher in the back than in the front, with a flat top, a short black bill, and tiny crossed rifles on the front. You've seen caps like it in the movies. What it was a replica of the field cap worn by the Confederate foot soldiers during the Civil War. And to top it off, there was on this cap I was wearing a small Confederate flag glued to the top. I was living in Oklahoma then and had no natural affinity with the South. Oklahoma was not a Confederate state. In fact, it wasn't a state at all for another 50 years. What was there, old Oklahoma territory in the west and Indian territory in the east, was caught between Kansas Yankees to the north and the Texas Confederates to the south. What drew me to wearing that Southern cap was something about the dash and excitement of the South. All the great colorful characters of the Civil War, it seemed then, had been on the side of the South. People like Jeb Stuart and Stonewall Jackson. Even as a child, I was fiercely opposed to slavery. But I rationalized then that the war had been about a lot of other things, too. And it was okay for a 14-year-old to wear a rebel flag in common cause with those dashing rebel heroes. I suspect that's a lot of how people in South Carolina today rationalize the flying of the old rebel flag over their state capital. But I wouldn't wear that cap with its Confederate flag today, and they shouldn't fly the flag either. For one thing, as an adult, I am much less willing to give weight to the argument that the Civil War was about issues other than slavery. But the issue is not just the evil of slavery and the nearly 150 years of a continuing fight since then to make blacks full partners in American society. It's the fact that so many hateful groups since that war have gradually turned the rebel flag into a symbol of unprincipled venom and violence. What was once the flag of Stonewall Jackson has become the flag of the KKK and white supremacy. Add to the crime of slavery the lynchings and cross-burnings and bombings that have been wrapped in the Confederate flag. The old rebel flag over the South Carolina Capitol has become a symbol of things that are ugly and indefensible. South Carolina's governor wants the flag pulled down. So does Strom Thurmond, the most famous and most popular South Carolina politician alive. These are not distant Yankee liberal do-gooders, but homegrown Southern conservative Republicans. South Carolina has become a modern, progressive state. The rebel flag no longer fits it. It's time to bring it down.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government and comes to us with help from member station WGBH in Boston.